Krishna? Okay, good afternoon everyone. So, Krishna, once again, I really want to give you a short message. As Pascal Dino said, it should be short and concise, right? And we'll see. Now, actually, this is a short one. And once again, we are still on our topic about fathers, because our theme for this month, brothers and sisters, is about fathers and leadership. So, when I was thinking about the message that I will give today, I talked about the parables that Jesus gave to when he was teaching during his time, in his ministry. As you know, a parable is a simple story that illustrates some spiritual lesson. Mga siya yung, it's a story of our day-to-day life where we can relate. In that short story, we can relate emotionally, and we can fully understand, mas naiintindihan natin siya, di ba? Kasi siya yung parang pang-araw-araw na buhay natin. And my proposition today, brothers and sisters, is that the parable illustrates the Heavenly Father's heart of love towards us in that story. And so the Bible verse that we're going to study tonight, today, brothers and sisters, is in the book of Dr. Luke. Wouldn't open. So, yeah. So we cannot trust, as Sam said, we cannot trust because we can only trust God. Right? So the Bible verse that we will study today, brothers and sisters, is in the book of Luke, chapter 2. So in that book, they're all about parables. So what I did is I highlighted a part of the verse that for me is one of the most important part sa verse na yun. In that book, there are three parables. One is the parable of the lost sheep. The second one is the parable of the lost coin. And the third one is the parable of the lost son. So they're all lost. So let us all stand, and I will read in Luke chapter 15, verse 17 to 24. So babasahin ko na yung a short part of the whole book, because you have the Bible with you, so you can just read it. Right? So I will read Luke chapter 15, verse 17. When he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired servants are put to spare? And here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.'" So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son." But the father said to his servants, "Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. So this is the word of God. Let us pray. Lord, thank you once again for these parables that you have given to us today, Lord. Thank you for reminding us, O Lord, of your love. And today, Lord, we will talk about this message of yours, O Lord. Give us your wisdom and understanding that we can fully understand your message for us, Lord. And make us just doers of your word, not just hearers of your word, but doers as well. This is prayer, Jesus. We all visited. Brothers and sisters, that chapter has three parts. The first one is about the lost sheep. The second part is the lost coin, and the third is the lost son. So they are all lost. And this is the word of God. And this is a parable of Jesus Christ. So in a way, he wants to portray his relationship to us in a very vivid way, in a way that we can understand. Because sometimes sometimes there are things that it's hard to say than by seeing it in our own life, in our relationship, in a family, for example. So the first part, brothers and sisters, is the parable of the lost sheep. You know, there was one time during his ministry where Jesus was with the tax collectors and the sinners. And often Jesus was called with the sinners and the drunkards. And somehow the Pharisees and the teachers, you know, these are people who are knowledgeable of the law. They are the people who are taking care of the spiritual life of the people at the time in Israel. Jesus said to them, because they know what they are thinking, right? And Jesus said, he told them a story so that they will understand. If you read in other books, like in the book of Mark, what Jesus said is that when he heard the Pharisees and the teachers that they are saying things like that, he said, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have come to call the righteous, not to call the righteous, but sinners. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners." So as you can see there, brothers and sisters, that's a lost sheep. Her name is, its name was, Shrek the sheep. Shrek the sheep. You know, that sheep got lost, and he went somewhere, lost for 6 years. So, and then the owner found him after 6 years, and see how the wool have grown. The story said that if you weigh the wool, it will weigh about 60 pounds. So that's a lot. So I guess that's and also an illustration of us, right? If we are lost, we get so much baggage and we get so heavy. Right? So in this parable, brothers and sisters, Jesus talked about a shepherd who has 100 sheep. And then one of them got lost. And when he learned that it was lost, he tried to find it. Nawala na ba kayo ng ano? Have you lost any animal? Or a dog or a pet? Yeah. Because I remember when I was young, we had a chicken, you know, a wild chicken. We have that at home. They are free to roam everywhere, but sometimes they move somewhere else. They move to the neighborhood. So me, I was a kid, but I know every one of them. So I know every chicken. So I can tell whether one is missing or not. So what my dad will do is ask me to go to the neighbor and ask, check the chicken in the trees at night to see if they're there. And do it's there somewhere else. So I have to get them and bring them back. So brothers and sisters, in that story of the lost sheep, you can see here that, you know, when the shepherd knew that somebody is lost, he doesn't forsake the missing sheep, right? He does his best to find the missing sheep. Just like us, kung nawala tayo ng pet o yung asa natin, diba? We will feel yung hahanapin natin. We'll try to look for that animal, right? Because we know that animal is part of us. It's part of us, right? Just like me, I remember I was a kid when they said, oh, there's one missing here. So I missed the chicken, right? So in the same way, brothers and sisters, God is like that, right? So one of us is lost. God tries to find us, don't you think? Probably even myself, because somehow I'm also one of the lost sheep, right? So, I don't understand how things just happen that, you know, I'm not a Bible reader, I'm not a religious person, I'm just like anybody else. But even in my personal life, as I look back, God has found a way for me to come to Him. Because I remember one time I was in the house and I was just walking around, and then I was looking in the cabinets, and then I saw one magazine, a Christian magazine. And I started to read. I was in my college days, and I started to read, and I became curious about God. Because I thought I have God already, because I go to church, we pray, every Sunday we go to church, then we go home. But this one is different. It's a more intimate relationship with God. So brothers and sisters, could it be that even in your life, God tried to find you? You might be a sheep out there that is lost, but somehow God wanted to reconcile you to Him. Amen?
Amen.
So, and as we continue the story, you know, when the shepherd find the sheep, when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulder and goes home. And then he calls his friends and neighbors together and rejoices. So in the same way, brothers and sisters, all of us, when we are found again, as the Bible said, there's a celebration in heaven just for one soul. And I'm just wondering how, if in that example there is one soul that is lost in this world right now, how many is lost? What do you think? Baka baliktad, no? Instead of one is missing, baka 99 yung missing, what is the one that is missing? the shepherd. Because as we know, as in Christianity, we are the biggest religion, right? But there are also other religions like us. And even in Christianity itself, a lot of denominations, they think they say that they are Christian, but who knows who are those really are truly true believers of God. So, brothers and sisters, this is sad because after knowing this, we realize that there's still a lot of people out there that have not done that way, right? But even in a church, it's not always 100%. There are probably a few that still need to know and have a relationship. So that was the lost sheep. And the second one is the parable of the lost coin. In this story, brothers and sisters, it was about a woman who lost a coin. And you know, when you lose something that is valuable, you try to look for it, right? So magwawalis ka, bubuksan mo yung mga box mo na matagal mo hindi na bumuksan. Anything underneath your chair. So again, once again, brothers and sisters, this a metaphor of how God, our Heavenly Father, is looking everywhere for us. Remember in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve made that mistake, the first thing that God did was to look for them. So, hinanap nila, di ba? Where are you? So, in the same way, brothers and sisters, probably when we are lost, this is what God is doing. He's looking at the world for us because He wants to get us to get reconciled. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And if you read the verses in verse 9, you see that when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, again, once again, there will be rejoicing in the heavens for one sinner. Amen? So, siguro nung nakilala tayo sa Panginoon, there was a celebration in heaven, right? Amen. And another one, brothers and sisters, is the parable of the lost son, or the prodigal son. So in this story, brothers and sisters, this is a story of a man who had two sons, and the younger son want to be independent. And the son asks his dad, "Give me my inheritance." So brothers and sisters, kung titingnan mo, it's somehow awkward. Kasi usually, we get our inheritance once our loved ones pass away. Right? But in this story, brothers and sisters, the son would like to get his share of the inheritance right away. Because that's who we are. Most people are. They want freedom, right? I know a friend who had a daughter who, because probably the parents are so strict, so they left with friends. So she said she wanted to move out. And when they moved out, she had freedom, right? But later on, he realized that he had to pay for the rent and the food. So brothers and sisters, it said that in every kingdom there are consequences, right? So if we continue, so once the son already have his inheritance, he got all the brother Chase sold the properties, probably in a hurry. So siguro, basta lang binenta, just to get some money, right? So, and he set out in a faraway place. And, you know, spent it in so many things, in a riotous living. So, kumbaga, no limit, right? So, he went everywhere, everything that he desires. But you know, as the Bible said, he who loves pleasure will end up poor, right? Because this son was spent all the money that his father has taken care for a long time. Kumbaga yung pinaghirapan ng tatay ng ilang taon, the son just spent it in a very short time. And we know that when you have so much money, everyone is your friend, right? So probably he went to a bar or somewhere in a restaurant and everyone is friendly. Everyone is friendly with him. And he feels probably that good of himself. But you know, it's like a ship. When there's a hole, we start to drift, right? And so, after a while, he ran out of money. After we had spent everything, he doesn't have money, and then at the same time, there was a famine in the whole country. So, yun, wala na siyang pera, nagkaroon pa ng recession. Right? So, it's a double jeopardy. So, he tried to find a job. He tried to find a job. And because he is new in that country, probably he did not speak the language well. Gurme accent siya. So, others were preferred than him. So, because of his desperation, he worked in the, you know, anything you do, as long as it's a job, right? So, the Bible said, after he spent everything, there was a severe famine in the country and began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out of a citizen of that country. He sent him to his field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. So you know what? Yung feed ng pagkain ng animals, gusto niya kayo, binukabis hungry. So, in this story, brothers and sisters, this is worse because at least dito, people can work and then can go home. And this story here is like, he's like a slave. Because even the owner would not give him food. So it's so sad, right? So brothers and sisters, it's also a warning to all of us that to those who want to, you know, so much freedom that you no longer have control of yourself. Kumbaga, anything is okay, everything is okay, this is what happens, right? You know, there's one article in the US where they said that every year there are 5,000 people who, young people who leave the house and go somewhere, and they say around 5,000 every year die in an unmarked grave. So people don't know what happened to them. So they just nawawala na sila. So they run away from the house and went somewhere, probably involved in a gun or prostitution or anything else. So here, brothers and sisters, this is so sad, right? But you know, sometimes we learn more when we are into a situation. Mas na, when we are down or we are in the lowest part of our life, sometimes that is where our learning comes. Kasi pagka maganda yung buhay natin, if our life is good, like it's okay. I got everything, so there's nothing to learn, right? You just do, eat, drink, or enjoy the pleasures of life. But dear brothers and sisters, after suffering this situation, the young son started to contemplate. Baka nakapag-isip na siya. So in verse 17, he says, when he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. So he got up and went to his father. So brothers and sisters, he was in that big pen, but he was already rehearsing what he had to say. Because he probably was thinking that I need to have these things. There's no way my dad will forgive me. What I've done is unforgivable. So he realized that even their servants live out a better life than him in this place. So in the same way, brothers and sisters, in a situation like this, this is the only time we realize that something, things that we take for granted, right? Like here in Canada, sometimes we complain about the job, right? It's so hard here, it's all work. But you know, maybe in another place, you try to find a job and you can't find one, right? So sometimes when we are in a situation, we realize how blessed we are. So like here, even here in Canada, we know that there are people in some places who would like to come here. Like the people in the Middle East. Ay sila, binabusan silang bomba. There's a bomb dropping off everywhere every day. So we're so lucky we're here. All we get is air, just the bills, right? Not the bombs. So the good thing about the son, brothers and sisters, is he came to the point of being humble. Kasi minsan pag na-down tayo, at least nagiging humble tayo. This is what God wants. That's probably sometimes God allows people who are in a very comfortable situation to suffer a little experience, right? So that somehow they will, kumbaga ma-remind sila na, you know what? You are like that because of the providence of God, right? Amen. God gave us the energy, God gave us the strength to do whatever we want to do. Amen. So this is the turning point, brothers and sisters. And so if we continue the verse, but while he's still a long way off, his father saw him and filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. So brothers and sisters, the way the father acted to his son was very opposite of what we would think. Probably even the son was surprised. In a big lash. Dad, are you sure? But this is the story, brothers and sisters. And Jesus gave that story. So this is his message. So yun ang message niya sa atin. And in verse 21, the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So he said to himself, Dad, I made a lot of mistakes. Probably the son was even thinking that I have still a lot of things to pay. Di ba yung inano yung kailangan tatay niya. But the dad said, in verse 32, but the father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. So brothers and sisters, in this way, after receiving his son, he did not say that, okay, go with the other servants and do what they're doing. He did not compare his son to a servant, but he sees him as still as a son. Because he gave him the ring, which is the sign, kumbaga siya yung sign na siya yung heir, that this is my son. So gave him the ring and a robe. And they get a celebration. So brothers and sisters, in the same way, all of us who were like a prodigal son, as long as we repent and come back to Him, to our God, the Father, this is how He is. He will receive us, just like the story in the parable. This parable, brothers and sisters, is showing us kung ano yung gagawin ng Panginoon sa atin pag bumalik tayo. Amen?
Amen.
So, a lot of us have come to the Lord, right? So, kumbaga, parang reminder lang po sa atin. At the time when we are lost and God found us. And also to those who have not received the Lord. God will receive you. Whatever things you have done, God will forgive you as long as you repent. Amen?
Amen.
Because, alam naman natin sa John 3:16, right? So, lahat tayo, memorize na siguro ito. So, John 3:16-17, for God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. So, kaya sinend yung kanyang anak para mamatay, to die on the cross, in order to save those who are condemned, so that they will no longer be condemned. Is it that good news, brothers and sisters? Amazing, right? That's God's love. But you know, while they were celebrating, you know, the other son heard about it, yung older son. And asked one of the servants, what's happening? Oh, your son just came back and your dad nagkatay ng ano? To celebrate. And you know, the older brother, when he learned about this, he got angry. He got angry. And went to his dad. And he said, you know, this son of yours, went out and spent all your money, and then when he came back, you gave this feast for him. If you read, brothers and sisters, in verse 29, but he answered his father, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to celebrate with my friends. For me, but while your son, who did so many, who messed up his life and just came back, now you're celebrating. But this, as if we continue, brothers, but when this son of yours who had squandered your property with prostitutes come home, you killed the fattened calf for him. And we see here what the Father said, brothers and sisters. That's why I entitled it the Loving Father, because the title tells us about the Son, but we can see here the love of the Father for His Son. In verse 31, "My son," the father said, "you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. But we have to celebrate and be glad, because this brother of yours was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he was found." Amen?
Amen.
So sometimes, brothers and sisters, probably it also reminds us in the church. Nara tayo mga nakilala sa Panginoon, we should see how God's attitude would be to somebody who is lost. Because the sad part, brothers and sisters, that even in the church, some would condemn people who have messed their life. Diba? Minsan, people condemn those who have messed up their life. But dear brothers and sisters, God accepted the son even though he had made that mistake. So, probably it's a message for us, brothers and sisters, that we have a brother or a sister that we know who have messed up his or her life, yet had repented and accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. We should also accept, right? Right, brothers? So if you read the verse, this is what Jesus said. This parable was told by Jesus. So, what does it mean, brothers? That if we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, whatever it takes, what we have to do, that is what we have to do, right? Kung ano man ang gusto ng Panginoon na gawin niya para sa isang tao makasalanan. In the same way, we as a Christian, a followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, should do the same, right? So we should not be like the Pharisees and the teachers who are more concerned of people following the rules. And those who did not meet up the standards are cast out. The message was that, you know, those people who are lost, they have to be reached out. Right? In conclusion, brothers and sisters, the story of the prodigal son gives emphasis not so much on the son but on the father. It is an unveiling of the heart of God. The central truth of the parable is the picture of the heavenly father's heart of love towards an undeserving sinner. And we are the sinners, brothers and sisters. So the good news is, whatever we have done, God's hands are open arms for everyone who repents. We have to repent. Sabi nga sa, as the Bible said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "And my people who are called by my name humble themselves, just like the prodigal son, and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heavens, will forgive their sins, and will heal their land." Brothers, God also set a condition that before He will accept, you also have to ask for, to repent. You have to get remorseful of what you have done and come to Him. And the good news, brothers and sisters, that whatever we have done, God will always forgive. As the book of Isaiah said in Isaiah 1:18, "Learn to be good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are as scarlet, They will be as white as snow. They, though they are red like crimson, they will be like blue. Let us pray. Lord, thank you once again for this message that you have given us, Lord. Thank you for reminding us of your unfailing love, Lord. Sometimes we forget the things that you have done for us. But with this message, Lord, it is a reminder for us. And also a call to those people who are lost, that there is a new beginning for those who are lost. That God can offer a second chance for them to live. Teach us, Lord, to be forgiving, Lord, and to reach out for those who are lost. In the same way that you have reached out to us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day in Jesus' name.